KTRB AM 860, Talk Radio for the Bay.
This is Right Off the Bat with Marty Lurie, a celebration of baseball in all its color, humor, and personality. Now, let's go to the park for today's game. Here's Marty Lurie.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cactus League Baseball. Today, the A's and the Giants coming up. We're live here from Phoenix Municipal Stadium in the Valley of the Sun. Another beautiful day here in Arizona. A's and Giants coming up. This will be the third of seven meetings between the A's and the Giants. The two clubs have split the first two games, both in Scottsdale. A's and Giants meet once more in Phoenix a week from today, and then back home in the Bay Area for the Bay Bridge Series three times at the end of spring training. So nice to have you with us today. Another gorgeous day down here, a little bit cooler, and I'm not complaining, believe me, but not the 80-degree temperature we're used to, probably in the high 60s today, and a little bit of breeze coming in from center field. Well, it's great to have you with us as the spring training campaign winds its way through March, and everyone says it's a long spring training, but boy, it has been a nice spring training. Other than the bumps and bruises and a couple of sore arms, the Oakland Athletics have opened up a lot of eyes around the country and certainly down here in the Cactus League. And the biggest surprise, possibly, the three young starting pitchers, Vin Mazzaro and Trevor Cahill and Brett Anderson. We won't see them today, but believe me, fans, watch them carefully over the next 2 weeks because there's a good chance one of them could be in the starting rotation when the season gets underway. We're joined by Vince Cotroneo. Of course, great to have Vinny with us. Vinny, how are you today?
Good morning, Marty. It's a beautiful day here.
Yeah, you went up to Flagstaff this week, huh?
Picked a bad day to try to go skiing with the kids. It was about 28 to 30 degrees with 30 to 40 mile an hour winds and some ice pellets falling down on us. And we're we're novices as an entire family on the slopes. My two daughters got the hang of it. The two boys had no clue, and Veronica did a nice job. It was a tough day to ski, but we had fun. It was great. Nice to get away for the kids.
Oh, absolutely. Part of being here in spring training. Well, Vinny, while you were gone, Bobby Crosby is still in the news. He's playing third. He's playing second. He's playing first. They're talking about putting him in the outfield. We'll see him today in the lineup at third base. What do you think about this? I'll call it an experiment right now.
Well, Bobby Crosby, if he wants to play, has to get on the field somewhere. I mean, we all know the story about the A's pursuit of somebody at his position this winter, and it turns out to be Orlando Cabrera, who's in there as a DH today, and you know he's days away from actually playing in the field. So they made the commitment to Orlando Cabrera this year. They have not made any commitment to Bobby Crosby at all, and Bobby had the meeting. They asked him to get gloves. He did. He's done everything asked of him. He says, I show up every day, and what they tell me to do, I do. Working on double plays on the backfield at second base. Like you mentioned, he's playing games at third base. Played an inning at first base yesterday. He felt really out of sorts there. You know, from the A's perspective, he has to get on the field to be seen, and he has to perform. Now, when Nomar Garciaparra comes back, that might reduce his time even more, especially at third base, given the time frame right now for Eric Chavez, which has been pushed back a few days. So I asked him if he's going to be playing any shortstop anytime soon. He goes, your guess is as good as mine. He doesn't really know. But if I'm Bobby Crosby and I want to get the number of at-bats that I'm accustomed to when I'm healthy, he has to find a way to get on the field, and then if there's an opportunity at the end of camp with somebody else, if there's an injury or some other club feels like he can help them, then he moves on. And the worst thing about it is he's added some versatility. It's not a bad thing for him to be able to show that he can do some other things. A shortstop is a good athlete, and Bobby's a good athlete. Now, his problem has been offense recently, and his offense has got – that's what's going to get him on the field. His athleticism – isn't going to get him on the field. That's why Nomar was signed, because Nomar is a lifetime 314 hitter. Bobby Crosby is not. So Bobby's got to find a way. I think he's been a very good soldier, all things considered, and he said all the right things. He's gone out there trying to do his job and hoping that somebody at some point at the end of camp will find an opportunity for him to play on a regular basis.
And he's got to hit the ball. Boy, Vinny, you hit the nail on the head on that one, and I was going to bring that up. Bobby Crosby's got to hit the ball, and frankly, down here, he's not hitting the ball that well as of yet. But the other news this week, Eric Chavez, a little bit of a setback for him. We thought we'd see him in the field and having that rehab take a big step forward. Instead, it took a step back.
Well, there's still 3 weeks to go, so you hope that in the next 10 days that he's on some consistent program, maybe already in a game. He made some overhand throws today, but nothing dramatic at all. So you still have a little bit of time. The reality is, I think, Marty, and I think the same thing with Justin Dukes here, and all around baseball, There's so much focus on April 6th. There's so much focus. I want to be on the roster on opening day. I want to be on the field in the lineup on opening day. If the A's are going to have any semblance of contending and overtaking the Angels in the West, they need Eric Chavez for 125 to 130 games at somewhere. If it's not April 6th, then that's fine. There's 161 left, and in that collection of games, he has to play. I'm not so concerned about opening day. We've been down this road now several years with Eric. He wants to be ready to play. I think what the A's want is when he gets out there, when that time is, it still gives him a chance for him to play in excess of 100 games and gives him a chance to be, you know, the kind of offensive threat the A's expect him to be with the protection of Holiday and Giambi around him.
Boy, as you look around the Cactus League, even the Grapefruit League, the bumps and bruises, the sore arms, the sore elbows, the sore shoulders.
You can make a team.
I don't know. It's like this every year, but this year it seems like there's more. A's no exception, but there's fairly decent news on Justin Dukeshire. They feel he may be pitching off a mound this week. Joey Devine working his way back. But it brings me to this, Vinny, and that is the young pitchers, is Vin Mazzaro and Trevor Cahill and Brett Anderson. I just looked it up today. They have combined faced 81 batters this spring and only given up 15 hits. How about that?
Well, it's dynamic. There's no question about that. They have certainly opened up a lot of eyes out here. You have to caution yourself that it's still spring, and it's early spring. Remember, a year ago, the talk of the camp for the A's with the young arms was Henry Rodriguez. Yeah. He was the talk of scouts with what he did in the handful of innings that he had, and he couldn't get out of A-ball last year, so did not make the kind of progress. That said, these guys are special, and there are so many people talking about them outside of the A's organization in the kind of the kind of whispers that we're hearing. I might be in the minority here, and given the way baseball is structured now financially, I think even if you feel that Mazzaro or Cahill or Anderson can help you in the first month of the season, I don't bring them north with the club. Maybe the Bay Bridge Series, but I don't start them on opening day, because if you save a month, you save a year of free agency. And the bottom line is, especially a team like Oakland, you want to control your costs. Other clubs have done that. I don't know if Baltimore necessarily is going to do that with Matt Wieters, but it happened last year with Evan Longoria with Tampa Bay. So it would not be that uncommon. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to see them have success. And I want to see them have success for a long period of time. They're going to have, whether they come up on opening day or they come up middle of the season, end of the season, even next year, they're going to have bumps. They're going to have rough spots. I think the A's feel like they've got enough poise. They certainly have the pitches and they've got the stuff to be successful. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, if they're still doing this at the Bay Bridge Series, if they've faced 162 batters, given up 30 hits, I'm going to put money on the fact that Vin Mazzaro, or one of them, will start in this rotation. But that's, we like the optimism of spring. And, of course, as Bill King always said of Vinny, you know that, you don't fall in love in March or September. So we have to temper the enthusiasm. But if you watch them, they are pitching quite well. The Rangers have announced Kevin Millwood will be their opening day starter. John Lackey will open for the Angels. And for the Mariners, I assume it's Felix Hernandez, but I go to the Mariners because Eric Bedard has a bad hip muscle.
A gluteus maximus
problem.
Yeah,
you put it more delicately than I did.
Well, I just did what they said in the paper. Yeah, his right hip, and then they shut him down again yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm starting to have this feeling about the Mariners that maybe it is a rebuilding season for them. Maybe we should get off them. At least I should maybe get off the Mariners.
Were you on their bandwagon?
Yeah, I was starting to get on. I was starting to get excited about
it. What was the reason?
Well, I just felt with Felix Hernandez and Eric Bedard and Brandon Morrow from Cal, who's got the arm problem right now. He may now start the season. And Carlos Silva coming back and Jared Washburn still being there. And they have a mix and match in the bullpen with Randy Messenger. But they got Beltre and Betancourt and Lopez and Russell Branyan and Jojima and Ken Griffey Jr.
Tell me when I'm supposed to get excited, Marty.
I'm getting there. Okay. Gutierrez and Andy Chavez and Ichiro. And they have a great defensive outfield. So I said, hey, why not?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily on board with that.
I'm getting off the board,
okay.
I want to tell you.
That's important. Because we've seen some of the boards you've been on in the past.
Yeah, I was on the Royals a few years ago, but it's coming to fruition now. Down here, you talk to scouts around the Cactus League. They love what the Royals are doing.
Who's going to have a better season this year, the Royals or the Cincinnati Reds, the other team that everybody's talking about in the Grapefruit League. This could be a surprise team in that Central Division.
Yeah, we got into that this morning. Tim Kurkjian will join us tomorrow, and right off the bat, we got into the Reds a little bit, sort of the dark horse romantic pick right now. The Reds have some nice starting pitching, and they've got some young players. Joey Votto and Jay Bruce. Ramon Hernandez is catching now. Very good question. That's an excellent question to me. Who would it be, the Reds or the Royals? That's a great question.
Well, thank you, Marty. That's my first one, and that's March 14th. It might be my only one.
I'll say they're both 84 and 78.
Well, let's look at the two teams in the Bay and the direction they both have gone in. Who has a better chance for success? Better starting pitching, certainly more experienced starting pitching, which is what the Giants have, with very little offense. And the A's are looking for some young pitching, and they've bolstered their offense. You believe that it certainly would be better than last year. Is the offense enough to carry a young pitching staff? Is a veteran pitching staff good enough to carry a feeble offense?
I would say, and Las Vegas does this, and it's kind of fun to see it. They do this over and under on wins mm-hmm. for ball clubs. And I think both the A's and the Giants, if I'm not mistaken, are right around in the 70s somewhere, high 70s maybe. Maybe the A's a little bit higher than the Giants. Okay. So maybe the A's offense, maybe a little bit more respect.
Back to Tim Kurkjian for just a moment.
Yes, go ahead.
This is one of the nicest people on the planet. I think what we do for a living, and when you want to spend some time, Tim was a longtime beat writer before he moved to Sports Illustrated and then went to ESPN. In my experience, every time I pick up the phone at any time of the year, during the season, out of the season, to call Tim Kurkjian at home, if he wasn't there, return the phone call within the hour. This is the nicest guy, one of the most talented guys at what he does. And I like the Tim Kurkjian, given where he works at ESPN, where a lot of it is thrown up against the wall, hope it sticks and makes something out of it. Tim Kurkjian's been able to keep who Tim Kurkjian is. He is a historian of the game. He looks at the numbers and try to analyze it. He listens to coaches, scouts, managers, players, and he puts all that together. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, we'll have about 12 minutes with him tomorrow.
That'll be a show definitely worth listening to.
Yeah, thank you, as most are.
No question. Right. That's because you've got a love of the game and some production to go along with it.
loveofthegameproductions.com. If you want to hear our show, by the way, Raph is great enough and nice enough to archive it on the website, loveofthegameproductions.com. And, of course, if you listen on the net, you can hear it streamed right on live on KTRB, 860 AM, and you can get to that through the website as well. Vinny, as maybe a last thought for you, the Giants come in here today. The game is being televised back to the Bay Area by the A's Network today, and you look at the A's lineup. They brought out the A lineup today.
Well, it's good to see Cabrera, and I think where he's batting today is a spot that hopefully that he'll be at in a good portion of the season, which is in the two spot. Holiday and Giambi's in there. The guy that's gathering a lot of steam is Landon Powell behind the plate.
He
had a big hit yesterday.
Had a big home run.
A big double yesterday.
Again,
drove in two runs against the Indians. Switch hitting catcher that is, as we have talked about and talked about it with Ray last weekend, this was a guy that was ahead of Kurt Suzuki on the depth chart, years ago before the knee injuries kind of, pushed him back. Excellent catch and throw guy. He has some offensive skills. Great kid to talk to. I mean, it'll be fun to see how that plays out if Landon Powell makes this ball club. And if he does he get more than the 15 to 20 games that Rob Bowen got? Would Bob Guerin consider, I'm not saying a platoon, but would he consider that Landon Powell might get one or two pitchers that he's going to handle, or one or two days a week in order to start to establish?
I would think they would break him in slowly, but just to follow that up, and it was a good point, Susan Slusser in the San Francisco Chronicle reported just yesterday or today that Rob Bowen had been placed on waivers a number of times. Some scouts had told her that. So I think that gives a lot of credence to what you're talking
about.
And
Rob's got a thumb injury right now in spring training, so it's prevented him from getting on the field, and it's given Powell an opportunity to show what he can do.
Yeah, he's a nice hitter. Nice hitter.
He's an excellent catch and throw guy. The hitting is nice, and that's important. A switch hitting catcher with power is quite a luxury.
Yeah, and you could bring him off the bench if you had to. You don't like to use your second guy off the bench, but another
nice
hitter.
But the Angels do.
Yeah, another nice hitter off the bench.
I mean, the Angels, with Mathis and Napoli, they do that. Those two guys combined for 29 home runs last year.
Boy, amazing. Vinny, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Marty. Anytime.
Have a good morning.
And by the way, I didn't know that you were a big golfer. You're wearing a PGA golfer's shirt today. I didn't know. We should go play sometime.
Courtesy of Antigua.
Naturally.
And John Martinez.
See you, Marty.
All right. That is Vince Catroni. Always a pleasure to talk ball with him. Boy, Vinny knows the game. All right, we've got more coming up on Right Off the Bat. A beautiful morning here from Phoenix Municipal Stadium, A's and Giants. I just want to mention Air Park, and of course it's a great place to park at the Oakland Airport off 98th Avenue there. If you're going to spend a couple of days, overnight, whatever it is, Air Park is the place to go, and check them out on the web at airpark.com. Throw in a slash Marty, and I'll pay for your first day of parking at Air Park, so please go ahead and do that. All right, we're going to take a break, and Raf is going to get our next segment ready. It's with Jeff Fletcher, veteran baseball writer around the Bay Area. He's going to set up the A's and Giants for us and get us ready for the game today and tell you about his new baseball blog, which is excellent. We'll do that and more right after these messages.